Class 5. Subject: Computer Science. Topic: Communication Through the Internet. Open page 95, all of you. Today we are going to study about Internet. The Internet can be defined as a huge collection of computers which are interconnected to each other across the world. A website is a collection of related information stored on different pages. The internet can be used in various ways, such as for searching information, in communication, for shopping, for entertainment, etc. Now look at the heading given on the same page, connecting to the internet. To connect a computer system to the internet, we need an internet service provider, a telephone line, a modem, and a web browser. Internet service provider, ISP. An ISP is an organization that provides access to the internet. Telephone line. A telephone line is a cable used to carry telephone signals. Modem. A modem is a device that connects a computer to the internet service provider. Cables are used to connect a modem to the computer. Figure 8.1 shows you the picture of modem. Do you know what is cable? A cable is a set of wire covers in plastic and rubber. Web browser. This type of software is used to open web pages on the internet. Some of the popular web browsers are Internet Explorer, Chrome, Opera, Mozilla Firefox, etc. Page 96. Figure number 8.2 shows you the pictures internet network. Ways to connect to the internet. An ISP provides the internet connection that is fixed to a specific space, such as a home, office, or shop. There are two ways in which an internet connection is made: dial-up and broadband. Page 97. There are some of the differences between dial-up and broadband connection as given. Dial-up uses your telephone to connect to the internet. So you cannot use your telephone while connected to the internet. The speed of the dial-up connection is very slow. Each time you wish to connect, you have to dial. All these take some time. This is why this technology is outdated. Broadband connection. This has replaced dial-up technology because it provides high-speed internet access. You can check emails and make phone calls at the same time. Multiple computers can share a single broadband connection. Wireless connection or wireless services. You must have heard the radio on your phone. When you connect to a radio station, you are able to listen to a program running on it. A radio connects to a number of stations. A radio program reaches you without the use of wires. Radio signals are carried by radio waves. The connection is set up with the help of antennas. This technology is known as wireless technology. Wi-Fi is a wireless technology that uses radio waves. It connects you to the internet without using any cables. Many devices can be shared in a single Wi-Fi connection. Dongle. A dongle is a small USB device that allows us to access the internet. It is provided by an internet service provider.